It's a look patients get in their eyes. There's a scent, a smell of death. Some kind of sixth sense. When the great beyond is headed for you, you feel it coming. What's the one thing you've always dreamed of doing before you die? Okay, hello. Clearly, not my dream.
You're the strongest, most masculine man I have ever known.
You're smarter than me, and you've got really great hair.
I'm in love with you, George. I always have been. And I always will be. See, I told you, not my dream.
Okay.
This is the last time I'm gonna tell you this. You're gonna clog up the toilet, you've gotta be willing to use a plunger. Otherwise, we're gonna make you crap in the backyard. What are you doing on the floor? Get up, something's wrong with Meredith.
I'm just not going.
You have to go to work. You're an intern. Saving lives is not optional.
Yes, it is. I'm staying home.
I'm supposed to be helping.
Mayor, maybe there'll be a horrible accident nearby the hospital. Cut a bunch of people open, sternotomies, craniotomies. That'd be fun, right?
I don't care about surgeries.
You have a feeling?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of feeling?
Like I might die.
Today, tomorrow, in 50 years, because we're all going to die eventually. But now we're late. Let's go.
Christina, come on.
Okay. This is me being supportive.
Really?
Yeah, okay, fine. I'm totally supportive. Go.
Okay. The man I love has a wife, and then he chooses her over me, and that wife takes my dog.
Okay, she didn't take the dog. I gave it to her, but I didn't mean to give it to her. I meant to give it to him.
But that does not change the fact that she's got my McDreamy and my McDog. She's got my McLife. And what have I got? You know, I can't remember the last time we kissed. Because you never think the last time is the last time. You think there'll be more. You think you have forever, but you don't. Plus, my conditioner decided to stop working, and I think I have brittle bones. I just need something to happen. I need a sign that things are going to change. I need a reason to go on. I need some hope. And in the absence of hope, I need to stay in bed and feel like I might die today.
Whatever. Everybody has problems. Now get your ass out of bed and get to work. Now! Move, move, move!
Just one more second.
We're good to go.
Quiet ward.
I know.
That's a bad sign.
I know that. Don't you think I know that?
It's a quiet board. Is he in a bad mood?
Quiet board.
Ryan, he is a quiet board.
I can hear you talking about me.
What'd you say?
A quiet board means trouble. A quiet board is death. A quiet board bodes bad news. And stop looking at me like that.
Dr. Shepard?
Dr. Burke.
You and I, we've known each other for a while now, right?
Yes.
We've done several successful surgeries together.
Yes.
Your girlfriend is my ex-girlfriend's best friend.
Yes.
Why can't we call each other by our first name?
I don't think so.
Seriously?
Seriously. Dr. Shepherd.
Dr. Burke.
I haven't been in the OR in 2 days. I'm getting some OR time. We had a decent resident this week.
Mm-hmm. Those two weren't that bad.
Doesn't matter which resident you get. They suck.
They all sucked.
Yeah.
I miss Dr. Bailey.
You all right?
I have a feeling.
I get dusk.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
If you wait long enough, it passes.
Promise.
I promise.
Hey, what you doing?
Waiting for it to pass.
For what to pass?
So, do you want to do charts later?
Never gonna happen.
What?
Alex, I gave you your chance. You had your chance, and you slept with someone else.
I forgave you in the spirit of being a bigger person, of rising above. These legs are closed to you now. The panties are staying off. So, you and me? Never gonna happen.
So, you don't want to do charts later?
Go stand over there.
Can we get back to the point?
You had a point?
Yeah. Which surgeon are we going to have to suck up to today?
That would be me.
Dr. Bailey?
I've been gone 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And you ran off 2 residents? I've got people phoning me at home screaming, telling me my interns are Rosemary's babies. Nobody wants you. Do you think I have time for this? I am pregnant. I'm supposed to be on bed rest. I'm supposed to be growing a human being. I'm supposed to be calm. Do I look calm to you? Did I raise you fools to be pariahs?
You're back.
I'm not back.
You're not?
Get off me.
Yank, Rev, Gray, stay here and wait for the incoming case. O'Malley, Paige, Addison, Shepherd, Stevens, get a wheelchair.
A wheelchair?
A wheelchair.
What should I tell Dr. Montgomery Shepherd?
What did I say?
Dr. Bailey?
What?
What do you want me to tell Dr. Montgomery Shepherd when she answers your page?
Tell her my contractions are 10 minutes apart and my water just broke all over your shoes. Just get my head off me!
James Carlson, age 46. Paramedics found him unconscious and bleeding. Mechanisms of injury are unknown, but he has a large sucking chest wound. And a wife with very healthy lungs.
Vitals?
Tachycardic in the 140s, BP holding in the 90s.
You were gone when I woke up.
Oh, I had to do a thing.
You didn't leave a note?
Yeah, well, I had this thing to do. I did this thing.
And once again...
What?
We go to sleep. I think everything is fine. By the time I wake up, you're just a little bit crazy.
I'm not crazy. I had a thing.
Okay. How's this respiratory effort?
Absent breath sounds on the right side. Air bubbling at the side of the wound. He's shocky and getting a little cyanotic.
My wife is just... Let's get him intubated and place an occlusive dressing over the wound. Now you.
Hannah Davies.
Hannah, why do you have your hand inside my patient?
I'd like to say for the record, I told her not to.
I tried to tampon out the wound with gauze and pressure, but the only thing that would stop the bleeding was my hand. Every time I try to move it, he starts bleeding out. Can I take my hand out now?
You don't stick your hand inside of a patient when you don't know how he was injured. You don't stick your hand inside of a patient at all.
Yeah, I know that now.
Out of my room.
She gets to stay?
She has her hand stuck inside my patient.
Nice, thanks.
Oh, they'll be happy. You have your finger on a major bleeder. Mr. Carlson is running out of time. The only thing that you have won is an all-expense-paid trip to the OR. Dr. Gray, prepare to transport him to the OR, and let's make this happen quickly, people.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to make that woman stop screaming and tell us what happened.
Oh, I can't come to your?
No, you have a thing to do.
What was that about?
I knew you were going to get the good case, so I would have let you stay in bed.
She's been gone at least 15, 20 minutes. This must be like some kind of record.
Look at her. She's not even turning red. Good for her. Works to shut her up.
We've got an incoming trauma MVC with a 30-minute extrication time and severe intrusion damage to the car, definite head injury, stable vitals and everything else. 5 minutes out.
I got it. Okay, first.
I thought you said Burke told you to shut her up.
Oh, no, Burke told me to tell you to shut her up.
Ma'am. This is Carlson. Are you injured? I need you to try and calm down. This is Carlson. Can you hear me? Good. Okay. Now, can you tell me exactly what happened to your husband?
What are you doing?
Chief, Bailey's in there.
Bailey's back? O'Malley.
She's in labor. Dr. Montgomery Shepherd is examining her cervix, sir.
I can see that quite clearly. O'Malley, stop looking.
Labor and delivery, may I help you?
Pretty amazing, right? Miracle of life.
Our Bailey, becoming a mother. It feels good. Having Bailey back at the hospital. Balance is being restored.
That's all I'm saying, sir. Hey, guys. Would you give this to Dr. Shepherd for me?
Thanks. Okay.
What's going on?
Bailey's in there.
Oh, Bailey's back?
That's excellent.
And her cervix is being examined by my wife, which is an issue I'll never get out of my head. Thanks for the warning.
Right.
Well, gathering of men outside the delivery room. How mid-century of you.
Say hi to Bailey for me.
Mm.
How's she doing?
Taking it like a woman. 6 centimeters dilated, 50% of face, and refusing all pain meds, which I think is stupid, but I'm not in labor, so. What are you people doing out here?
Are you all right? Can I get you anything?
A boy the size of a 10-pound bowling ball is working his way out of my body. Can you give me something for that? Can you give me a new vagina?
Well...
I didn't think so. Look, everybody, I appreciate the concern, but I'm fine. It's just childbirth. All I need is my husband, who should have been here by now.
Write Tano's number. I'll call him. I'll track him down.
All right. Then go away. Give me some privacy. I don't want to see any of you again until after the baby is born. Which, if he does like I told him to and stays on schedule, should be in about 4.5 hours. I mean it.
Bailey's back.
She's back, sir.
My patient, Christina, get your own.
I had one. Meredith took him.
Christina, you're going to take mine?
If I can.
My wife here. Is she here?
Was she in the accident with you?
She should be here. She's supposed to be.
We'll find her.
Okay, what do we got?
Tucker Jones, age 35, lost control of his car, hit the guardrail.
He's got a chest contusion and a head CT shows a left-sided depressed skull fracture and temporal epidural hematoma. GCS 14 in the field, now down to 12. His motor exams are
okay, let's get him on a gram of Dilantin and 70 grams of mannitol.
Come on in.
Mr. Jones, I'm going to need to do an examination. Are you okay?
My phone. Ask the answer. It's my wife. You need to answer.
Okay, we're going to answer your phone. Dr. Stevens, answer his phone for him.
It's fine.
Mr. Jones, can you squeeze my fingers for me, please? Mr. Jones?
My phone.
Hey, Mr. Jones, I need you to squeeze my finger, okay? Okay, Stevens, get him on his side. Watch his arm.
Hello?
Okay. His arm.
George? It's me, Izzy.
All right, let's get him.
No, I don't have Bailey's husband's phone. What are you? I think I know if I have Bailey's husband's phone, George.
Watch his arm. Watch his arm.
Okay.
There.
It's Bailey's husband's name.
Still watch the
wall.
How are you doing over there? My hand's getting numb. And I gotta tell you, this whole insides are bloody and squishy thing is so not good for my gag reflex. But I'm good. Is this okay, me being in here like this?
Once Dr. Burke scrubs in, he'll have you remove your hand, and then you can go. We'll fix Mr. Carlson.
Good. Because I know how much medicine I know, and it's just enough to never be allowed in an OR. It's my second week as a paramedic. I got out of school about a month ago.
I haven't been doing this that long either.
Talk about on-the-job training, huh?
Dr. Burke.
Dr. Shepard.
Hey, you've got Dr. Bailey's husband on the table?
Bailey's husband is going into surgery?
Got into a car accident trying to get to the hospital before the birth.
What do we tell Bailey?
Nothing. Let's just wait till I get in there and see how bad the damage is. I have something concrete to tell her.
Yeah, no, he's upsetting her until we know.
Yeah.
Okay, keep me posted. Hey, Preston.
Good seeing you, Addison. What?
She gets to call you by your first name, and I don't.
I like her.
And you don't like me?
No.
How are we doing?
Stabilized.
I'm just about to put him under.
Doctor. You're Shepard, right?
Yes, I am.
I thought so. Miranda, she really likes you.
I like her too.
We're having a baby.
I know. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to get you back to Bailey, okay, safe and sound.
All this blood, none of it's hers.
She's fine. Acute anxiety reaction. Give her 2 diazepam PO to calm her down.
She in shock?
I'll say.
Can you tell us exactly what happened?
I mean the shock part. That was shocking. I'm shocked. You tell my husband when I get my hands on him. He's a dead man. Do you hear me? Scaring me like this.
Exactly how was your husband injured?
Mindy? Mindy, you in here?
I'm over here. You moron.
How's James doing?
Oh, he's bleeding all over the place. That's how he's doing. The girl in the ambulance put her hand inside of him. That's how he's doing.
What are you yelling at me for?
Because you and James are like idiots. Playing like 8-year-olds.
We don't play. We reenact.
You play. You put on your costumes and you build your stupid toys and you play.
We reenact.
Nobody reenacts World War II, you moron!
And exactly what happened?
You wonder what happened? What happened is my husband and his moron best friend...
Can you stop calling me a moron?
Moron best friend decided to build some kind of big gun.
They get an exact replica of the finest Allied anti-tank weapon of World War II. The M9A1 bazooka.
So they put on their stupid costumes, and they go out into the backyard, and they try to shoot the thing.
I'm the gunner. James is the loader. Okay, we follow the specifications exactly. You should see it. It's a 60mm, 1.5-pound rocket. It's a beauty.
It didn't work. So like an idiot, my husband has to go and stand in front of his big gun to see what went wrong. That's when the stupid toy starts working.
Stop calling it a toy.
It's taking up half my garage. I'll call it whatever I want.
Whoa. He shot himself with a bazooka.
Yeah.
He shot himself with a bazooka.
Like I said, morons. The pair of them.
Was there an explosion?
Huh?
Was there an explosion?
No. Why? Oh, crap.
What? What is it? Bailey asked, I'm not the one who did this.
Okay, everyone. I'm going to do a thoracotomy, and Hannah here is going to pull her hand out. Dr. Gray is going to clamp the bleeder when we have more exposure. Ready?
More than ready.
Scout.
Tucker Jones, you better be lying in the street somewhere dead, mister, because when I get my
hands on you. I am having your baby here, mister.
Okay, on the count of three. One. Two.
Dr. Burke.
I need to speak with you.
I am in surgery, Karab.
You want to talk to me, sir?
Okay.
Unhook me. Karev, if you interrupt me in my OR, then before
was
good
it
damn
through
reason.
And through?
What?
The wound on James Carlson, was it through and through?
No, it was just an injury. No exit. Why?
He's cute. He's single?
Yes.
Hannah.
Yes, Dr. Burke.
What do you feel inside of Mr. Carlson? What is your hand touching?
What do you mean?
Is your hand touching anything hard?
Hard?
Like metal?
I don't know.
Don't move your hand. Just tell me what you feel.
Dr. Burke, what's going on?
Hannah?
My fingertips are touching something kind of hard. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my God. Dr. Milton.
What? What's wrong?
Hannah, I don't want you to move. Not your hand, not your body, not an inch.
Okay. You should know you're starting to scare me.
Don't be scared. Everything's going to be fine. Dr. Gray, can you... I want you to walk out of this room. Walk. Do not run. Go and tell the charge nurse that we have a code black.
I'm sorry, code black?
Code black. Tell him that I am sure, and then tell him to call the bomb squad.
Imagine, just stick her hand in there for anyway.
Well, she was trying to save his life.
And now she might die because of it.
What do we do now?
I go back in and wait for the bomb squad. You leave. You all leave.
Mayor, you coming? It's your funeral.
You need a surgical team.
Well, all I need is Dr. Milton to keep him under. I can do the rest myself. Fine. But you wait by the elevator. I don't want anyone in here that doesn't need to be in this OR. When the bomb squad arrives, we'll take it from there. Until then, Milton and I are doing this alone. Now, go.
Okay. 8 minutes apart.
There is no shame in an epidural, Miranda. Epidural increases the possibility of a C-section. It also decreases pain. Miranda, this is a big baby. It is your first baby, and I'm telling you, it is not going to be a short or an easy labor.
Well, I can handle a little pain, no problem. Women all over the world do this at home. Nothing more than a pair of scissors and a bucket of hot water.
Well, women all over the world also die giving birth at home every single day. Not just say.
You're supposed to be making yourself useful and finding my husband.
Well,
he's not here. Oh, no, nah, he should be here by now.
Okay, we're gonna go find him, right, Dr. O'Malley?
Right.
What?
Oh,
nothing. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Diane, could you check that?
How's he doing?
Well, it's touch and go. I located the clot. I'm just trying to find the source of the bleeding. Go and find Addison and tell her he's in worse shape than I thought. What'd they want?
They want us to evacuate.
Evacuate? Did they say why?
No, but your pager said code black.
You sure they said that?
Yes.
Could be a drill. Even if it's not a drill, I can't evacuate. I've got an open brain on the table. I'm not leaving Bailey's husband on the table with his skull flap open, so if anybody wants to go, they should go. Anybody want to evacuate? Going once. Going twice. Three times. You're sure they said code black?
Yes.
I don't like having to lie to Dr. Bailey.
No, it's not the time, Dr. O'Malley.
She wants to know about her husband. What's the code black?
Dr. Shepard, the other Dr. Shepard wanted me to let you know that Tucker's bleed is more extensive than he originally thought. It's going to be a few more hours before he has anything concrete to tell Dr. Bailey.
Thanks, Stevens.
What's the code black?
A what? Code black. Code red, code blue, code white. I've never had a code black. Dr. Shepard?
Just go back to your locker room and wait for your resident to give you instructions.
We don't have a resident.
What's going on?
Is it something bad?
Yeah, it's something bad. So I'm touching live, unexploded ammunition.
I'm afraid so.
Not the greatest feeling in the world.
No. I guess not.
And he's still out?
Yeah.
But he's not hooked up to the machine anymore?
I had Dr. Milton take him off the ventilator. The flow of oxygen posed a danger. The ambu bag is breathing for him now.
But he can't hear me.
No. Anna?
What if I just take my hand out really quickly?
We'd have to ask the bomb squad that when they arrive. But I'm guessing that would cause the ammo to shift and explode.
Oh.
Hannah?
Yeah?
Your hand is keeping Mr. Carlson from bleeding out. You are keeping him alive.
Right. And the bomb squad is coming.
The bomb squad is coming.
Okay.
We're having pre-op patients transported to Mercy West, all trauma rerouted to Seattle Presbyterian. There is no danger to the north, south, and west wings of this hospital, just the east surgical wing. That said, anyone who wants to leave can leave. No one stays unless they volunteer to stay. Understood? Okay.
Richard, the code black, really?
Yes, I shut down the ORs.
What, to trauma?
To everything.
Wait a minute, to everything, everything?
As of 10 minutes ago, all the operating rooms at Seattle Grace were completely evacuated with the exception of Dr. Burke's team.
And Dr. Shepard's team.
What? What do you mean Dr. Shepard's team?
They're still in OR2. Bomb squad just arrived.
Excuse me.
His surgical team?
Yes.
Dylan Young, bomb squad. All right, spread out, check the area, and then we'll secure the patient. Where are they?
Dr. Burke has them in there.
All right, and the rest of this floor has been evacuated?
It has, yes.
All right, you stay here. Nobody moves unless I say so.
We got people over here.
I thought you said the floor had been evacuated.
I thought it had. I'm not in charge or anything. Christina!
Back up!
Oh, no, she will hurt him.
What's going on?
Bomb in a body cavity.
Man. All I got is Bailey's husband's open brain.
What procedure?
Craniotomy with Shepard.
Shepard's got Bailey's husband on the table. Yeah, Bailey's got the baby.
Excuse me. Stop talking. Eat something.
You knew Meredith and Christina would be on the floor with the bomb.
Yeah.
Is it wrong that we're jealous? It's all right that we're jealous,
the,
right?
The fact that we're jealous because they met Wolf and I is not a reflection on our character. It's about feeling useless.
Ineffectual.
We couldn't even get Meredith out of bed this morning. We had to call in Christina. How embarrassing is that?
You know what I think, George? I think Meredith and Christina are doers.
They do. They're doers.
They do. And we watch. We're watchers.
Check on Mrs. Carlson's level. The stables can come up here. All right. Excuse me. No problem.
We have to become more proactive, George. We have to become doers.
Fight for what we want.
We have to do.
Yeah. Oh, you mean we are starting right now.
Okay. Alex.
Crazy is this. Dude, it's like the apocalypse.
Alex.
It's true. We look around you. Half the people who are supposed to be saving lives have fled the building to save themselves. Bailey's husband almost died coming to see his kid get born. The annoying twins are down on the OR floor with a guy who literally might explode in their faces. It's a morgue waiting to happen in here. Just saying people should get while it gets good because there might not be a tomorrow.
Alex!
What?
Take off your pants.
These two.
I'm being a doer. Get him while the getting's good. Now take off your pants.
You realize when I said the apocalypse, I meant it metaphorically, not literally.
Alex, I haven't had sex in 8 months and 12 days. I'm horny, I'm half naked, and I'm saying yes. You want to stand there and talk metaphors? You want to literally take off your pants?
Dr. Shepard, there's an explosive device in the OR next door. I need you to evacuate now.
Yeah, and I've got a guy whose brain is exposed on this table. I'm not going to walk away and leave him to die. The rest of you can go. You should go.
Close him up. You do whatever you have to do. The chief of surgery has authorized me to tell you you cannot stay here.
The chief of surgery doesn't scare me. Dr. Bailey scares me. I'm not going to be the one to let her husband die. And that's what would happen if I put a skull flap on in this condition. Bomb or no bomb. Now get out of my OR. Suction.
Trying to get gravity to do me a favor. I'm 9 centimeters dilated. I need that last centimeter.
Good. That's good.
Dr. Shepard? Where exactly is my husband?
He's with my husband.
There is no telling how dangerous it is. We need more info.
The longer we wait, the greater the chance he'll bleed out and die.
drunk mist.
Excuse me?
That's what the bomb squad calls you when you blow up. Pink mist? I read that somewhere. Bomb goes off and anyone in range explodes into a billion pieces. You're liquid. There's nothing left. Just flecks of human flesh and blood. Pink mist. Sometimes they don't even find a finger. One minute you're a person, the next you're bloody rain. You to squeeze it in even beats. Okay? No, not too fast. Not too fast. There you go.
Dr. Milton?
I've got kids. Even beats. Okay? That's it.
What about my husband? How long can he stay like that, with live ammo inside him?
I honestly don't know.
But you're going to try to save him, right?
We're going to try. First, the bomb squad has to determine the best way to retrieve the device.
I'm sorry, Lindy. I'm so sorry.
We've got three kids, and you've got him building bazookas. Oh, God. He's gonna die.
Paul, why don't you go with the officer there and answer his questions about the device you guys built?
Oh, anything. Anything to help.
Karev, why don't we get Mrs. Carlson a cup of coffee?
I guess we should look on the bright side. It's not like this can get any worse. I mean, this is it. This is as bad as it gets. Right?
Dr. Bailey, I was...
Someone find me my suitcase. I need my suitcase. I'm going home.
Dr. Bailey, you're having a baby.
There's not going to be any baby born today. You hear me? I'm holding it in. I'll have him tomorrow. Just not now. Not like this. No. Just... No. I'm going home. I'm going home right now.
So how are they going to remove that ammo without killing him and James?
Christina! Bomb squad guys, you're supposed to stay away from there.
It's weird, Hannah's shaking.
Is she squeezing that ammo bag?
Where is Dr. Milton?
Hannah? Where's the anesthesiologist?
He left.
He didn't want to die. Hannah.
I think I'm going to take my hand out now.
When When the hell are people going to learn?
Well, it may not be as bad as it seems.
Her hand is holding that device steady.
Or maybe her hand is simply in there with the ammo. We can't know.
You know, my guys talked to the friend. That device is homemade, which means it's unstable and very unreliable. It could be a dud, but we have no way of knowing. Add to that the fact that you've got a surgeon in the OR next door refusing to leave in a nervous paramedic's hand inside the body cavity.
It's definitely as bad as it seems.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, somebody help! Out here!
I think I'm
take it.
I'm okay.
Over to the finish line. We can do this.
No, I just
want
to take it out of me.
Hannah, it won't be much longer. Remember, you're keeping him from bleeding out.
No, I am 22 years old. I should not even be in here. This is some kind of a
mistake. She's panicking. We need to clear the room.
I'm not leaving.
Great, Miss Moore.
I'm not leaving her.
Get everyone out now, Dr. Burke.
She's my intern. I am responsible
for
her.
No, it's got to come out. It has to come out.
Yang, go with John.
No.
Hannah, look at me.
No, it's got to come out.
Hannah.
I know. No.
Hannah, look at me. You can do this.
Hannah, you need to calm down. You relax, and everything's going to be fine.
No.
Hannah,
you can do this.
No,
it has to come out.
No, you keep it there just a little while longer. Hannah.
I have to.
You really bit.
Where you are.